You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, last year, the UK government has announced plans to reform Access to Work, a vital scheme run by the Department of Work and Pensions. Now, this scheme helps provide practical and financial support for people with disabilities to find and stay in employment. Now, this could include assistive technology, help with travel, or assistance from a support worker. When it works really well, and Access to Work is a vital service. However, with unprecedented delays and cuts to support, charity RNIB is concerned that this could be putting blind and partially sighted people's jobs at risk. Joining us now to share his experience with Access to Work and the support he has received is Jamie, who works as an estimator. It is lovely speaking with you, Jamie.
Hello.
Now, Jamie, when did you first, I know you currently, I think, are using Access to Work. When did you first apply?
So I initially made my first application roughly about 2 years ago now.
And how long was the initial estimate?
The initial waiting time that I was given from an email from the DWP was a waiting period of 49 weeks. Which, as you can imagine, is quite an extremely long time. I was a little bit shocked when I first read that. After I'd done my application and I was told about the 49-week period, I actually received correspondence to say that they would go ahead with it only 4 days later. So I was so lucky with my timing because it could potentially have been a year. And they came back to me 4 days later.
And when you were finally granted support, what support did you receive?
So after going through the all of the various assessment phases, they gave me some fantastic recommendations of what they thought would be obviously extremely helpful for me to start my job. The two sort of main bits of software for me that would help with my role was the Zoom text magnification software and also JAWS, which later then transpired to having a software called Fusion, which is a combination of both softwares.
And Jamie, in your line of work, why did you need to apply for Access to Work support to kind of stay in the current job?
So in my previous role, I used to be an electrical engineer. Now, as you can imagine, a blind electrical engineer is just something that was just not going to be able to change even through other support. So I was redeployed within my company, staying within the same sector to become an estimator. And that involved moving from working on various sites to working at home. So I now have a setup at home with two monitor screens, a Zoom text keyboard, and various softwares that enable basically the screen to be read out and for me to be able to control the computer with my voice and using lots of numbers, spreadsheets, statistics and things like that, not having that use of my eyes anymore. These softwares were just paramount to keeping me carrying on working within the industry, and it's been an absolute miracle.
How did you feel when you realized you had to get this additional assistive technology and support in place to be able to keep your job? Because I imagine you were going through a lot of changes whilst you had sudden change to your sight.
I'm currently registered blind. The reason being I had two both of my retinas detached, one very closely after the other. I had sort of delamination laser, a ventricle process where they basically reattached everything, but the nerves in the back of the eye are just so fragile. And when they reattached them, I had some what they call a splint put in the back of the eye, which is basically contains oil, which helps support the nerves at the back of the eye. Unfortunately, I'm completely blind in my left eye, and in my right, I've only got 6% of central vision, which, as you can imagine, makes things challenging on a daily basis. I think when you come across a situation like this, there is just so much going on with you mentally and physically. By the time you kind of acknowledge what your situation is, of course, at the forefront of your mind, you're terrified about the financial implications. Am I going to be able to work? Am I fit for the scrap heap or not? And at the time, you are not really aware of all of these amazing grants and charities and people out there that have got so many amazing things to help people that are in need. But because I was never in need beforehand, I was totally oblivious to it. And via a couple of charities, Vision Norfolk and sort of Norfolk County Council getting in touch, they have offered me via their rehabilitation schemes and services, the knowledge and the resources that they've given me to, pardon the pun, literally open my eyes as to what is here and that is on offer. And I think once we're sort of exposed to these things and we think, wow, okay, this is brilliant. This could really help and transform my life. And I think once I'd sort of got in touch with Access to Work, it kind of reignited the spark and the hope to think, actually, yeah, like I still can with the right support and the right technology and an employer that's sort of half on board with you, that you can go back to work. Obviously, of course, your role and things like that may change, but without these amazing pieces of technology, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now, and I'll just be eternally grateful that they've enabled me to carry on with my independence. I've kind of still maintained that integrity, and yeah, I think giving me some of that identity back that we all crave with going to work, it gives you some motivation, some get up and go, and some purpose every day. I'd like to really say a big thank you to the caseworker as well that I got assigned as well. He was absolutely fantastic with helping to make sure that everything went smoothly. Felt very well supported with him. And also the other thing that I'd like to be a huge advocate of as well, and one of the other people that informed me of the access to work was one of your absolutely amazing employees at the RNIB who works in the employment services, David Kidman.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and for sharing your story and for sharing how important it is to have this support in place to make sure you can retain your independence, but also get back the confidence that you might have lost when you were going through changes in your site. But for now, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We have reached out to the Department for Work and Pensions for comment, a DWP spokesperson said. Access to Work supports thousands of sick or disabled people to start or stay in work, and support provided by the scheme has nearly doubled in 5 years. We are actively working to tackle the issues with the scheme we inherited, which we know are impacting both employers and employees, to ensure that disabled people have the support, skills, and opportunities to move into good, secure jobs. And of course, if you're listening to this conversation and you are blind or partially sighted and having problems with access to work, RNIB can offer advice and information. Please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can also email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.